Welcome to day 19 of our sit-spot journey, and today bringing our week themed around the birds to a close, although of course these themes, awarenesses, curiosities will continue as threads throughout. I wanted to invite you to give something back to the birds and perhaps support them in this time of nesting that they're embarking on. So perhaps with gratitude in your heart for all that they share with us, all their uplifting songs and their cute fuzzy bodies, you might want to feel that gratitude and hold something physical that could be a vehicle to carry that gratitude directly to them, and perhaps put some bird seed in the landscape, or perhaps you might have some natural wool that you could hang on the trees that they could use in their nests to keep really warm. Or if you live near a farm, you might be able to get some in the coming days. Or horsehair, they really like that for nesting with as well. So to in some way give something back to the birds in thanks for all that they might have shared with you or taught you this week. And I forgot to mention earlier in the week when we were paying attention to the invisible pathways and roads of the birds, and perhaps where any might have particular singing spots or territories that you might be aware of. But you're really welcome to mark these onto the map that you created with the key landmarks at your sit spot. And to notice when that blackbird comes to your feeder, does he come from the east to the west? Or, you know, just take note of these things. And as the weeks unfold, we can layer up some of the movements that happen at your sit spot and see what are the patterns and what are the spontaneous, perhaps more irregular movements that occur. So I hope you enjoy sharing your thanks with the bird realm in this way, and we're bringing this week to a completion, but if you wanted to take your connection to the birds even further, we're soon to bring out a bird themed bundle with Charlie as our main guide. He shared the film that we linked to a few days ago on the kinds of bird sound. And otherwise, I look forward to diving into our next theme for the week ahead.